It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover, another day for you. This Thursday, November 12th, got plenty to get into here on your normal Thursday show. 800-998-1003 is the number to call. You can also tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Got a handful of questions of the day that I think you'll enjoy. And we'll have those for you here shortly. Guest list on a Thursday, Ben Heisler, fantasy football expert. It's going to be an hour early today. It's something to do normally at 1:30, so you'll be on at 12:30. So any fantasy football questions, you'll be able to address that in hour number one. So any fantasy football questions, gambling questions, whatever. He works for Sports Illustrated on gambling and fantasy football. So any questions, hey, who would you pick today? Who would you pick this weekend? The questions are at 12:30. You can do that here as well. In hour number one, Ross Jackson will join us in his normal Thursday slot. We'll talk a little black and gold. He, of course, is on from Locked On Saints and Canal Street Chronicles. Head coach Kenny Farrell of your New Orleans Jesters, he's on. Do you know why, Jordan? He's on at 1:30. Do you have any idea? You're shaking your head left or right. You don't know, do you? How can you not know the important friendly game going on between the U.S. and Wales coming up at 1:30? How do you not know that, Jordan? Good job. 145, Andrew Allegretta. Each and every Thursday, he previews Tulane's upcoming matchup. Lee Sterling, 215, with his normal top five games he's paying attention to over the weekend. At 2:30, Shemit Dua will join us as he will take care of the latest rumors going on and around the NBA. Jordan, you remember basically Sunday was you caught a pass, he catches a pass, you catch a pass, everyone catches a pass with Drew Brees. 12 different targets. Well, you know what? How about this week in the NBA, you request a trade, he requests a trade, everybody requests a trade. Everybody's getting trades, right? Everybody wants to be out of here. We'll give you the very latest because there are a lot of big names wanting to request trades. So we'll touch on that. His thoughts on the very latest when it comes to Drew Holiday as well. That's at 2:30. Then Robert Emmett will give us the latest. Within the last half hour, Tiger Woods got a birdie. He was in the red numbers. The Masters, round one is underway. They got off to a late start. They had a weather delay. So I'm purposely waiting until that last segment with him to kind of go over what we've seen so far in round number one. 800-998-1003 is the number to give us a buzz. The first injury report of the week is out for your New Orleans Saints. We'll go over that here as well. As only four players were on the report. And they did practice in a limited capacity, but there are some pretty decent names on there, right? Center Eric McCoy, elbow. You know, I remember seeing that in the game. I don't know if you caught it. It was early in the game, and it was after a successful play. So he's got positive yards on it. And in the background of a replay, you saw McCoy afterwards kind of flexing his elbow and his arm. I thought it might have been his shoulder or something of that nature. Stayed in the game and played. So I guess I'm bringing that up because I remember seeing him doing that, kind of flexing and extending it right after it happened. And he played. So the fact that he's limited, he's just, look, something happened with the elbow. But, you know, again, when you see your starting center on the injury report, you mentioned it, right? Obviously. Quarterback Drew Brees on there again with the shoulder. And then tackle Ryan Ramczyk with a back is on there, and wide receiver Michael Thomas, ankle and hamstring. So those are the players that were listed on the injury report. Sean Payton this morning already had his conference call with local reporters. It was a whopping three questions, and it was this. First and foremost, Quan Alexander, and again, finally being able to practice yesterday and be involved with the team. And it all started with, when did he have an idea that he wanted to have Quan Alexander on the team? When, more importantly, that he would be a good fit on this ball club. Here's Coach.
Yeah, I know I can recall that
the name coming up. But at that time, I think it really began to take a little steam, you know, the weeks prior to the trade deadline, and it was a fit for both teams.
And also, he was asked how quickly has he been able to pick up the play so far. Again, he had that five-day on-board process, right, that he had to have. But let's see how quickly he's been able to pick it up.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, it's a good question. It's his first week here. So I think more than anything, we just got to get a feel for, you know, how he handles our terminology, all of those things.
You know, Quan Alexander, again, how quickly can he pick things up? Malcolm Jenkins spoke after practice yesterday. He was asked not only about Quan, but specifically as well, you know, the defenders or players that get to new teams or what have you at this point of the season, at the midway point of the season. How realistically quick, in terms of quickly, can they pick up playbooks? Can they pick up schemes and things of that nature? Just what Jenkins had to say, and then on Quan.
I mean, rosters rotate every week, whether it be through injury or whatever. It's always guys coming in and out of the lineup. It's just about, you know, is the plan something that they can digest? Can they make the calls? Can they be caught up to speed? And I think we're seeing that. Quan's a guy who's played a lot of football, very talented. And so far, one day of practice, it seemed to pick up the scheme a little bit. Obviously, you know, all week he'll continue to digest the plan, but, you know, we feel good about it.
So let's see what happens, if he can get into some action this week, Jordan, and if he'll be comfortable enough to get onto the field. Quarterback Drew Brees was asked about Quan Alexander, specifically about what he remembers when he's faced him against either the Bucs or the 49ers.
Yeah, I always thought he was a very good player, high energy, you know, brought a lot of juice, seemed like he was a really intelligent football player. You know, obviously anybody who plays middle linebacker in the NFL has to be you know, a smart, tough guy. And so he always came across as being that, you know, a guy who's kind of quarterback of the defense, you know, making a lot of calls, making a lot of adjustments, getting guys lined up, you know, very explosive player, really good athlete, you know, great speed and key and diagnose ability.
All right, so, Jordan, I asked you this earlier in the week, and Raphael, when he was on Monday, will get an update from him tomorrow when he joins us on Fridays, but plan on going over to you know, our neighboring state over there at all before Sunday's 3:25 kickoff, you know, grab a little couch change and everything, bet it all on your New Orleans Saints.
I wouldn't bet it all.
No, you're not betting it all?
I wouldn't bet it all.
Not confident. Not that confident to just throw it all on there?
I just wouldn't bet it all.
Open up the wallet, whatever's in there, throw it in there?
I wouldn't bet it all.
No, huh?
No.
That's interesting. A lot of people feel that you should, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who the 49ers got? I mean, right? I mean, injury here, injury there, injury everywhere.
Feelings cost a lot of people a lot of money.
Ah, very interesting, because head coach Sean Payton was asked this morning, with all the changes the 49ers have had to make, what kind of team does he see?
Yeah, absolutely. It's impressive, and I wouldn't call them changes. In other words, they haven't made changes, but certainly they fell on a rash of injuries. I think when you still watch these guys and you watch them really for each week of the season offensively, they present a lot of challenges. They do as good a job formationally with their run game and packaging their plays to suit their players' strengths. And it might not be just a running back. It could be the receiver or receivers. They give you quite a bit. And I think, importantly for us, we've got to play with really good eyes and understand, you know, here are the schemes we're getting, and then be able to see and recognize those things. But it's pretty impressive.
I'm not going to say that I got concerned or worried, because I want to say that I've been saying this during the week. Right? That win on Sunday against Tampa Bay. What have I been saying, Jordan? Nice win. Just remember. Just, hey, I'm glad I got to see it, right? You enjoyed it. You high-fived everybody. Enjoyed a nice, fun Sunday evening. What did I say it means this Sunday? You remember what I said?
Show me more.
No, I said nothing. It means nothing. Different game. Different game, different situation, different everything, right? This was Malcolm Jenkins yesterday after practice.
Obviously we had a lot of success. Guys played in discipline, did their job, won their matchups, and you know, as a team, you know, we did a great job. So I think we were clean on that, but there's still things that we can get better at. And again, we turn the page and look at this next opponent with the 49ers. It's a totally different game plan, something that is going to struggle or is going to challenge our discipline, challenge our eyes, all of the things that, you know, kind of plagued us earlier in the year. So for sure, this will be, I think, a greater test of how much we've improved as a defense.
You know what, though? I like that. See, normally, Jordan, I'd be concerned.
No, here we go.
No, I'm just saying, normally when Malcolm Jenkins says, look, they do things on offense that have, you know, I mean, you heard him say the Freudian slip there, you know, that we struggled in keeping our eyes locked in for me. Now, again,
it's the same thing
that's all fine, but here's my thing. Here's all fine and dandy. You can do that philosophically. You got to have the players there as well. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not concerned. I'm not saying that those guys aren't capable of executing those plays. I mean, Sean Payton's doing his best. Everyone's doing their best and saying, look, they've done a good job. Right? I mean, Sean Payton yesterday.
You said you need those players.
Saying the same thing.
What happened last year against the Falcons? They didn't have all the players. So you're saying the 49ers just because they don't have all the players?
No, but that's what I'm saying. This was Sean yesterday.
Yeah, I think there's a system, and Kyle's done a great job. His staff's done a great job with it offensively. Man, they do as good a job as anyone in our league at presenting run and working the mechanics of the run game and getting an edge, a half a step formationally. And that's something that you just notice right away. They get the ball off of that action to their playmakers. Defensively, they're very impressive when you watch them. They've had a few injuries, no question, and yet when you watch the tape, they're extremely well coached, and you know, one of those teams that you can obviously have that tradition in that way about them. They're used to winning.
Greatest coach ever.
No, look, again, in theory, sure. You got to have the horses, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that formation stuff, that slip, that might get you a play or two. They might go, aha, we got you. But I still think if the Saints just play good, sound football, Nick Mullins is not Jimmy G. Whoever their tight end is not Kittles. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's got to affect you at some point in time. I would be looking out for, fake everythings, fake punts, fake field goals, right end around, flea flickers.
Have you not forgot who we're talking about? It's New Orleans Saints.
You're not going to get me to be concerned. I'm just not. I'm not going to be concerned.
The cure-alls.
I'm not going to be concerned.
First team to give up X
amount. No, I'm not going to be concerned because I'm hearing what I like to hear from this team. How long was Sean today?
Yeah, three questions.
Three questions. Got to get back to work. Malcolm Jenkins, what do you say? You know what? This could be a team that could give us troubles and some fits. Great. I'm glad they think that because you know what that means?
They're focused.
They're focused and paying attention. Yep. Watch out. This is the 49er team is ready to hang 40. I want that mindset over there. Let me be the one that goes, not a shot. I want them to think that they're in trouble this week. I like that. I like hearing that. We'll hear from quarterback Drew Brees and a little bit more from a couple of other players, including Alvin Kamara. A little bit more from Malcolm Jenkins when we do that next segment here. Don't forget Ben Heisler, your fantasy football questions, bottom of this hour. Normally 1:30, 12:30 today. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you have been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Jordan will have the questions of the day as well when we come back next on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
I was sitting at a bar in the
Great year-end savings start now.
Now.
At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. huge discounts. Plus, year-end incentives make now the best time to upgrade at Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Super year-end deals. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners marked on sale. Plus, get up to $2,000 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. The time is now for super year-end pricing. Check out the inventory online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at Greg LeBlanc Toyota, Hollywood Road in Houma.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma is so much more than shipping, especially during this holiday season. They offer a wide range of products and services to assist small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banner shredding, faxing, and more. They're located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Da, 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 da. Why are you all da, 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 da. I'm just, because it's Thursday, man. It's almost a weekend. Got 2 weeks away from a newest family member showing on up. Oh. I'm excited.
It's not another child, is
no,
it?
No, it's not. You don't purchase children. Well, I mean, that's illegal that I know of. I guess adoption might be there. It's a puppy. It's a puppy.
Really, you can do anything. It might not be legal, but
It's a puppy. It's a puppy.
Yeah. Questions of the day.
Yes. Questions of the day, please.
Like you said, going into the break, Ben Heisler from Sports Illustrated Fantasy is joining the Sports Hangover here at 12:30 in about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Have a fantasy football question? Tweet at us at ESPN Radio New Orleans. And the other two questions of the day is, Saints fans, when you hear Saints against 49ers, what pops into your head? By the way, the 49ers lead the series 49-26-2. It's kind of coincidence. It's playing the 49ers. They have a leading the series by 49 points.
What are you talking about? No, I don't. What?
They lead the series with 49 wins against the Saints. They're the 49ers.
Should I have been paying attention? Can you just not read something? Just read. What are you doing? What are you trying to do?
I'm just 49 wins. They're the 49ers. And you just put two and two together. I don't know. Take it as you please. The third question of the day. Who you got tonight? Thursday night football. Colts. Titans.
You know the line is even?
Not according to the Twitter poll. As of now, 80% say Titans.
Yeah, I'm going Titans. Who are you going with?
Give me the Titans because I need some fantasy points.
Okay, so all three of us, right now? All right. That 49er, I'm going to play from Drew Brees here a little bit. That's something interesting about the history, because that's one of our questions of the day. When you think of Saints 49ers, what pops in your head? Like, do you immediately go, because not that I want to remember, but I'm 44, so I do remember when the Saints were in the NFC West. You know, that whole dynasty in the 80s.
Well,
the 49ers.
I don't remember.
You know, the fact that back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks, not just good quarterbacks, Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Since I'm 21, I usually get other people's feelings on how they feel about it. So whenever I hear my dad really harp on the 49ers and Saints,
Papa Kleber finally remembers.
He's not a 49ers fan.
He is not a fan of the 49ers. No. Yeah. Think of the Patriots. Think basically how it would be like to be, I guess, like the Jets or the Dolphins. Well, the Bills for the last, well, I don't know, almost 20 years. That's what it was like to be the Saints. Even when you, I mean, made it to 8-8, baby. I got the wild card. There's San Francisco.
Some of these responses.
Yeah. I'm telling you, here's the thing. Do you remember the playoff game in 11?
Yes, I do remember.
You know, the season that everybody absolutely is convinced
I was one of
the Saints would have won the Super Bowl.
We could still run it back on a kickoff. I was one of those people.
You remember that one? Yeah. Right? You remember the drive?
Yeah.
Remember Pierre Thomas getting knocked down?
Yeah. I remember the
Alex can't stop me, Smith.
Yeah. I remember the emotional post-game press conference.
Remember Vernon Davis, all teary-eyed. Yes. Just, I mean.
That will be
it was literally the game that sent Roman Harper packing per Saints fans. You remember that game? Do you remember how you felt at the end of that game right there? Do you remember that? Multiply it times 100. That was basically every time the Saints played the 49ers. And if you got lucky enough that the Saints were good that year and they got on Monday night, guess what happens then? A beating. Give me one response and I got to get to some big news. Go.
Yeah, so one of the responses over on Twitter, seafood gumbo, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and the rest of the gang beating our butts every year.
Yeah, I mean, it was. There you go. Give me one more.
George, it brings back those painful memories of us being in the NFC West with them and not being able to make the playoffs despite having a winning record.
Right. I mean, it was just really, it's kind of basically how a lot of Pels fans, Hornets fans have felt the last several years. Really? You put us in the Western Conference? Thanks for that. How many more playoff wins do you think the Pels, would Anthony Davis be here? Like, I'm just thinking, Chris Paul, like, if the team had stayed in the Eastern Conference, which again makes sense. We're closer to the Eastern time zone, way closer than the Western time zone. I don't know why we're in the West, to be honest with you.
I like it.
I hate it.
I like it.
I don't care for it.
It's an unpopular opinion, but I like it.
What do you mean it's an unpopular? Oh, you? Yes. Yes.
I just like the challenge.
Throw that out there as well.
Nah, not today.
Yeah, why not? Do you like that the Pels in the Western Conference? Do you like the competition? Do you like all that?
All right, I'll put it up.
Yeah, throw it. I'm interested at this point because we've been talking about it. So we're going to have Shemit Dua on at 2:30. We purposely have it that last hour because by the minute there's some, you know, I wouldn't call it complete headlines, but what is it this morning? I'm trying to think. Victor Oladipo, there's a story on him that apparently during games last year.
The Rockets are important.
He just flat out would say to the team that they're playing, hey, can I play with you guys? And guess what? Imagine this. It didn't sit well with his teammates. I would imagine at least AD didn't do that. You know, at least AD, timeout, you know, whatever. Hey, psst, guys, can I come play with y'all? That's incredible. You mentioned the Rockets. Apparently Russell Westbrook wants out. Leading candidate looks like the Hornets right now. And James Harden has reiterated, I'm going down with this ship. Even though there's reports that like the Heat, the Celtics, and the Nets may want James Harden. Or he may, or those are his preferential places to go. Which again, I said this last year. You tell me where he can go with that style of play that he is. You know, it's not like CP or another player who can kind of come in and I think acclimate to another system. James Harden is his own system. Anyway, we'll go over all of that, where CP might go, what the Suns are doing, all this other stuff. But, of course, one of the main reasons, Jordan, is Jrue Holiday. Remember yesterday, Mark Stein, ESPN, that report came out. And Mark Stein's report was, the Atlanta Hawks have emerged as a leading contender for a trade partner for Jrue Holiday. And what did I say about that? Do you remember what I said about that?
It was
I smelled something funny.
All smoke and mirrors.
I just smelled something funny. What did you call it again? What did the kids call it again?
You up?
Ah, yes. For those that missed your explanation and are old like me, what does that mean again?
It's almost like, hey, you know, you up. It's past 12 o'clock.
You're referencing a text.
Yeah, trying to get a response.
Okay, text DM.
You get a response, hey.
Okay. And then I asked you, what are you up to and what is that something? And then you just said it's something. But it was that, essentially, right? It's a feeler. It's a feeler.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what I read. You know, earlier in the week, the two reports, the Suns could be interested. Hawks could be. Now the Suns are, they're interested in Chris Paul. So yeah, maybe the Suns are trying to make a run, try to get some vets out there and all that other stuff. But you and I quickly looked at that. You pulled up the roster from Atlanta and I asked you who you want. And what did you say?
Nobody.
Yeah, other than Trae Young. They're not getting rid of Trae Young, right?
No, that would probably be their plan.
Yeah, so whatever. What is it, 404, the area code or something like that?
I think it is 404.
Yeah, it's something like that, right? I wouldn't know. But, you know, just whatever. Like, not even answer. Like, there's now two area codes, right? I mean, Lakers is at. I mean, that one, that's not, that guy's straight to voicemail.
You know a lot about Atlanta.
No.
Hey, you know this saying. Keep your friends close.
Enemies close. Yeah. Exactly. So here's my thing. But I said, I thought the Suns report, the Hawks report, you said it was a what's up, you up, or something like that.
Yeah, you
I said it's one of those, hey, Boston.
You did not say that.
I said Miami. I said four teams yesterday.
Boston.
I said the Bucks. I said the Celtics. I said the Nets. I said the Heat. Y'all paying attention? I got some suitors over here. Feel free to let me know if you're interested. Well, lo and behold, what happened this morning?
Oh.
What happened? What happened this morning? Tell me what happened this morning.
So a few minutes ago,
uh-huh.
Per Kevin O'Connor, NBA writer at The Ringer, Celtics have emerged as a potential destination for Drew Holiday.
Well, imagine that.
And then he adds,
mm-hmm.
Celtics could package their three first-round picks to move into the lottery, mm-hmm. then give the picks to the Pelicans.
Well, how about that? Your Boston Celtics own the 14th pick of the draft, the 26th pick of the draft, and the 30th pick of the draft. Now, Jordan, if that was a package that they were offering to you, is that one that you sit there and take, or you grab those three, package it to another team to then move up, right? I remember Ali Cosell yesterday was on the show from the Bird Rights. He said there's something that he sort of feels in his bones. I don't know if he exactly said that. I'm going to go with that. Call it a spidey sense. He has a sneaky sense and feeling that the Pels, they've eyed a player or two, if not a player. Because remember what I said? At the start of the show, what did I say? Yesterday, when this report came out, I'm like, man, I don't see anybody I'd like. You know what I mean? Like,
you have to.
Who am I looking at going? Because again, this is what you're losing with Drew Holiday. A lockdown defender. A leader in your locker room and community. The guy that can give you some points when you know, I mean, he's a good player. He's literally, again, what some teams would consider, quote, a missing piece, close quote, to winning a championship. That's a big commodity. Because you're willing to let go of that. So you better get something that's helpful in return. Right? Onyeka Nwango is, What are you laughing at?
That just came out.
Okawango?
Came out really clean.
Okay. Well, see if you say it fast and you pray and you hope that you said it right. Out of USC, you know, Draymond Greenish is what Ollie said. And when he said that, I'm like, okay, I perked my ears. And then what else did he say? Do you remember what else he said? You need to pay attention to these interviews. Do you remember the two teams he said that also could be interested in the USC player? You're shaking your head. You need to pay attention. Boston? San Antonio? They've done pretty good with picks, haven't they? They're pretty good organizations, would you say that?
They have.
Okay, right. So that's what I'm getting at. So, I don't know, but it's interesting. So, Pels fans, would you take those three picks? Because I think you're only doing that to then grab and then hand them over to another team in the top five. Right?
Well, but the thing is, with that whole
Because it doesn't do you any good to make three first-round picks and then have three second-round picks.
Well, within that logic, because we were talking about how the Hawks deal was all smoke and mirrors. You're getting essentially the same thing.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
No, the Hawks, you're getting one pick at six.
Yeah, but then you,
with the Celtics, you're getting three picks in the first round.
But what you're saying is you're going to be trading all those picks away to get up higher for one pick.
You're not listening to me, though. It's different. The team that you would be then trading to get up there is getting three first-round picks and probably your 13th. Four first-round picks.
So You're essentially giving up more. You're giving up more.
You're getting more to give to the team that you're getting.
You said the Hawks are at the sixth.
Sixth, that's it. Right. So if you're going to do that, that means you probably want somebody a little bit closer to the top. Because you don't think he's going to be there at six.
I think this is another.
You think this is smoke
screen? Another one.
Well.
Because it sounds just, all right, a little bit higher. You could easily find more pieces somewhere else besides having to give up
What are you not getting, though, that another team, let's say Minnesota, Golden State, Chicago, Charlotte, wouldn't mind more picks?
Because they don't want the pick that they have right now at two.
Exactly. But you're going to give them, well, whoever that is, you're giving them four first-round picks.
I don't know how to explain it better than I just think it's another smoke and mirror.
You just can't get past the fact you want picks. Is that what it is?
I don't want more picks.
Okay, so you don't want the picks.
I want a player.
Right. But what if, as Ollie's saying, it's all about trying to get a player, specifically, high in the draft?
You're going
to
risk that much for a player that you really haven't seen play much?
All right. Well, that. All right. Okay, well, that's your take then. All right.
That's why I just think it's not a safe mood, and I feel like right now the Pelicans need to play.
All right, so in your mode, in your mind, you want, for whatever you give up Drew Holiday, as we go to break here, you want a veteran player, not a draft pick, is what I'm getting.
Not necessarily a veteran player. Not necessarily a veteran player.
A veteran player would be somebody that's not a rookie, Jordan. So,
I've had this argument with my friends already.
Here we go again.
So, a second-year player is a veteran player now.
Yes, he's not a rookie.
That's not considered a veteran player.
Grizzled veteran.
Second year in the league player.
You know, it's too early. You're not going to do this to me. You're not going to raise my blood pressure. When we come back, Ben Heisler. Fantasy football questions. Up next on ESPN New Orleans. 'Cause I miss
you, baby. At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's healthcare. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by Health Grades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Rain, sleet, and snow are coming to threaten your visibility and turn your commute into a battle. But the Michelin Man is ready to protect you with Michelin Wiper Blades. Exclusive SmartFlex technology makes these blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you the best wipe possible and streak-free, long-lasting performance for safer driving. Winter is coming, and when it arrives, be ready. Michelin Wiper Blades. It doesn't get any clearer than this. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Tire Kingdom, and other fine retailers.
Advance is helping you get your engine ready for the road this holiday season with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x Speed Perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Businesses have had to be flexible this year, from working remotely to pivoting their business models for long-term survival. And if you're in charge of hiring for your business, these pivots have made your job even more challenging. Thankfully, there's one place you can count on to make hiring easier: ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter's technology finds the right people for your job, invites them to apply. It's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Something tells me the debate, Jordan, will last well into draft day.
Yeah.
And if that'll happen. Somebody can help you now. Somebody can help you in the future. Draft picks or not, I don't know. We'll see. 800-998-1003 is the number to call. If you have a question for Mr. Ben Heisler, host, analyst, and editor over there at SI Gambling and SI underscore Fantasy. Go give those two sites, those two addresses a follow as well. So he joins us each and every Thursday, an hour early today. Ben, how are you, man?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we living?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What's wrong? Did you lose again?
I lost this week.
Oh.
And my team just...
That means it's a losing streak there, huh?
No, it's not.
No? Two losses in a row is a losing streak.
No, I won last week.
I thought you just told me you lost.
I lost this past week, but I lost the week. I won the week before.
That's not
this
how
is
I remember.
Going great, guys.
This yeah, is, this, that's not how I remember. Anyway,
high,
Ben.
High stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? It kind of sounds like the Bears over there. What's going
Ooh,
on with them?
Okay.
No, that wasn't towards
yeah,
you.
Yeah, don't be throwing shots.
That's not towards him. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, there's a lot of teams out there not doing well. So.
Yeah, no, that's blatantly towards me, but that's okay. I see how you roll. See, I can go with that.
I got a Chicago native on my side.
I don't remember that. I just remember I'm a Cub fan. So, look, I wanted to think that I look at this week. It's, I guess, the midway point of the NFL season for a lot of teams. Some have already played 9, but everyone's at least played 8. So let's kind of look at that from a fantasy perspective. What's been the biggest surprises to you or the story? Is it injuries?
I don't know if it's necessarily injuries because you're still going to see so many of those countless throughout the season. I would say it's young quarterback play that has really started to make its presence felt. Like, think about what we've seen out of Kyler Murray this year, second year in the league, he goes to the number one quarterback in fantasy. Justin Herbert right now, he didn't even start the season, now goes, he's currently the number 9 quarterback in fantasy. Ryan Tannehill's continued his emergence. Joe Burrow got off to a terrific start. And you're starting to see Tua Tagovailoa look really impressive as well. So, I mean, the young quarterbacks are just adding to the argument that it is okay in your fantasy leagues to really, like, if you don't get the top-tier guys, the Russell Wilsons, Kyler Murrays, Patrick Mahomes, you can play the matchups, and more than ever before, you're starting to see legitimate young quarterbacks not have their – they're not coddled, you guys. Like, they're taking opportunities downfield. They've been terrific. And I think you're going to see that trend continue throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was watching SportsCenter this morning, Ben, and they were comparing Tua, Burrow, and then also Herbert, and who's the better quarterback in throws, reading defenses, scrambling ability. Look, man, I've been impressed by, obviously, their performances, Tua, just getting off and rolling. But, you know, it's like every year, and like in any other sport, whether it's Tiger in golf, whether it's what happens when LeBron leaves in the NBA or something, there's always going to be a crop of young players that's going to take over the league. And look, you throw Mahomes in there, Lamar Jackson, there's going to be some pretty good quarterbacking play here in the future.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I was watching, you were talking about SportsCenter. I had NFL primetime on Sunday for a little bit of nostalgic sake. And they were going over the Chargers highlights, and I think Booger McFarland had mentioned that, you know, amongst some of the young quarterbacks in the league, you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody better than Justin Herbert. That was from Booger McFarland. Now, I think for clarification, I wanted to make sure that, you know, young quarterbacks be rookie or second-year quarterbacks. You know, Patrick Mahomes is still only in his third year starting in the NFL. But it just goes to show you that at some point, we're still, you know, talking about Breeze and Brady and matchups over the course of weeks, but I mean, go through the list of the young talent at the quarterback spot in the NFL with Murray and Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Tannehill still is a somewhat young quarterback. You have Carson Wentz, who's had a bit of an issue, but he's still a top 12 fantasy quarterback. And then there's Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa. Like, there's just plenty of talented options across the league that I think if you're drafting at the quarterback spot for a team, you can feel a little bit more secure knowing that guys can come in right away and make a difference on the offensive side of the ball.
800-998-1003 if you have a question for Ben Heisler of a fantasy football kind. Michael Kleber over on Twitter has a question for you here as well. Standard league quarterback, Teddy Baker, Goff, or Drew Lock in a replacement week?
Boy, I don't know how you go away from Jared Goff and up for the dreams, right? Like, he gets Seattle. We saw what happened last week when Seattle was on the road at Buffalo. Josh Allen completely lit them up. Goff statistically has had better numbers at home than he has away from the Coliseum, or not from the Coliseum, they're no longer there, at the SoFi Stadium. You know, he's comfortable there, and he's got plenty of weapons. They incorporate play action all the time. Seattle right now is just a mess on defense. They thought getting Carlos Dunlap and Jamal Adams back last week would make a difference, but Adams was out of position on a ton of plays. He got into a heated argument with Pete Carroll on the sidelines. I think right now it's hard to go away from somebody like Jared Goff in just a dream spot matchup.
800-998-1003. Thank you for the answer there. Thank you for the question, Michael. Jack, as always, man, appreciate you tuning in. What you got for us today, man?
Good afternoon, guys. Look, Ben, I just had one question. I'm in a 2-quarterback league, and there are no more quarterbacks out there. And how confident are you that Ben's going to play, you know, with the COVID? Because my only other choice is to play Phillip Rivers tonight. I'll just hang up and listen. But I mean, it's not a terrible matchup against Tennessee. It's just that, as you know, Indy's pass offense is horrible. So just tell me what you think, and have a good afternoon, y'all. Thank you.
Yeah, I listen, with Ben's right now, his current week status in jeopardy right now, I suppose if you're looking elsewhere, like maybe Nick Foles could possibly be in play. I know that might want to make you throw up in your mouth a little bit, but it's a very good matchup against the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, Phillip Rivers going up against Tennessee. Up until last week, they had been getting torched by opposing offenses, and I still think Phillip Rivers, especially if T.Y. Hilton is able to come back tonight. You know, they're incorporating Trey Burton more in the mix. He's using his running backs and Nyheim Hines to catch passes. It's not a great offense, but they also went up against Baltimore last week, and the Ravens are not a joke when it comes to the defensive side of the ball. So I would play it safe. I would go ahead and start Rivers this week in a winnable matchup, unless somebody like, you know, Foles or maybe Derek Carr or Drew Lock still remain available, even in a two-quarterback league. There's usually a few guys still available, but the last thing you want to do is end up with a goose egg, and we don't know what the situation is going to be like for Ben Roethlisberger at this point.
Ben, I do have a question for you. I'm clawing for points here. I've been on the waiver all this morning. I picked up A.J. Green. Do I start him over Golden Tate, or do I leave him be, Golden Tate be?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, what are you seeing consistently out of A.J. Green? He had a couple, you know, strong stretches before the bye week. He had, you know, 11-target game and a 13-target game. And in a matchup that he should have won against Tennessee, he only had 2 receptions on 5 targets for 19 yards. So, and now he's going up against Pittsburgh. I think Tate is probably the slightly safer option here, and neither of them are particularly safe, but the Eagles have had all sorts of issues, especially in the slot this year. And I do think at some point Daniel Jones is going to start to look his way a little bit more. You saw a touchdown in the last game that he played. I don't really care for either of them, but I suppose if you want a safer play, especially in PPR, it's probably Golden Tate.
800-998-1003. SI's Ben Heisler joins us each and every Thursday to answer your fantasy football questions. You know, you look at some of these matchups as well, and sometimes we look at matchups that we think are going to be good games and try to worry or not worry or know who to start or not. And then others probably blow right by the radar for a lot of people. And I'm referencing such of, you know, like Eagles, Giants, or basically anything in the NFC East and stuff. I mean, can I get fantasy points with players on the NFC East teams? I know you just talked about Daniel Jones a little bit, but for the most part, do I stay with some of those guys or not? Like Wentz?
Yeah, I mean, Wentz, like I said, has been the quarterback 12 this year. That makes him a back-end fantasy quarterback one. And, you know, the Giants have had a tough defense, but if you go back, I think it was, let's see, week 7 or week 8 with Carson Wentz, he lit him up and had one of his better fantasy performances of the year. And, in fact, we've seen this total go from where it opened at 41 all the way up to 44.5. So there's some movement that there's going to be some points in this game on both sides. So I do think you can play NFC East guys when it comes to your fantasy team. Washington has a great opportunity this week against the Detroit Lions to be able to put up some points. So I do think it's valuable. They're just not good teams, but that doesn't mean there's not going to be, you know, fantasy production from them either.
All right, I got this just in as a text. He says, I love Joe Burrow. Go Tigers, but they're facing the Steelers. Do I go with my backup quarterback this week? That Steelers defense is pretty good, but I'm interested to see how he's going to handle a team like them.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is also dependent on who his backup quarterback is. I mean, is he a must start for me? No, I think there's plenty of times where, you know, Cincinnati is going to be in opportunistic matchups where he's going to have to throw the ball all over the field, and it'll most likely be the case again this week. So he might get you 300 yards against Pittsburgh, but, I mean, their defense is ferocious. They're going to blitz him a ton. He has the tendency to turn the ball over a few times via fumble. Hasn't been awful with interceptions, although he had a game, he had a stretch for four consecutive games where he turned the ball over via interception. So, yeah, I don't know necessarily that. I don't think he's one of those guys this week that's an automatic start. You know, I think it's dependent on what your league allows. Like, if I'm saying if it's Joe Burrow or Tua Tagovailoa, probably going with somebody like Tua this week.
What was it facially?
I'm trying to trade away Joe. I'm trying to trade away Joe Burrow, and someone has Tua in the league.
You should have seen his reaction.
Yeah, well, another thing is, Ben, how frowned upon is it when someone doesn't set their lineup, like a particular someone that I'm sitting in front of? As of this moment, he has five players on a bye and projected to score 42.
Well, what am I going to do? I mean, I have five players on a bye. I can't just go put a whole new team, can I?
Your bench.
Can I, Ben, or do I just take the L?
No. Gus, it's week 10. Like, maybe your team has been struggling, but you don't punt on your fantasy season in week 10. The integrity of the league remains intact. So, yeah, find some options. If you decide to draft an entire team that was going to have a bye in week 10, now it's up to you to find a solution. I trust in your abilities here.
I need them to win this week also. So
you need me to win this
week?
Yeah,
so you better start clicking.
All right, Ben, as always, man, I appreciate it. Ben Heisler at Benny Heiss is the way to follow over on Twitter at SI Gambling and SI_Fantasy. Go give a follow, give him a tweet, or give us a call here on Thursdays, and he'll answer your question. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it, sir.
Always fun, boys. Be good.
There he goes, Ben Heisler.
I want you to win.
The league. If I find time.
No, the league. You better find time.
If I find time. So Sports Hangover, Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Uh-oh, what's going on in Augusta? The scoreboard update next on ESPN New Orleans.
Open up your eyes, then you be alive. Here I am.
Finally, it's here. The supermarket that Canal Street's been waiting for. Right between Canal and South Broad, the Big Easy Fresh Market is the locally owned, family-oriented market, complete with a cafe, a bakery, a deli, and some of the freshest produce and meats in town. Craving international food? No problem. The friendly staff will take care of your every need. Ready to start fresh? Make a note. The Big Easy Fresh Market, 2669 Canal Street. Like them on Facebook. Eat more fresh.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Ben, are you having trouble with reduced energy, increased body fat, reduced libido, or even ED? Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell for Men's Total Health, and these are signs of hormone imbalance. I paid the clinic a visit in Metairie on Vets behind the Fidelity building, and from Andrea's warm greeting to the understandable info from Shane, I learned how low T can impair immune response, cause insomnia, brain fog, and affect overall self-confidence. Improve quality of life and relationships. They accept all major insurances, so visit menstotalhealth.net today and let them know you heard it on the Sports Hangover. Over.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell.
Tell you, it's a good Thursday so far for Jordan Kleber. Why is it a good Thursday for you? You know why?
Why?
You look so surprised.
Why is it a good Thursday?
Because Ali Cosell agrees with you.
Oh, thank you.
Apparently you had a little argument with your little buddies there about what is a veteran player in the NBA.
If I can remember right, mm-hmm. I was arguing that 5 to 6 years in the league is veteran. And
you want me to tell you what Ali said?
What is it? Is it
Ali,
seven?
Ali texted. Because so it wasn't a loaded question. What's your definition of a veteran player? That's all I put.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say my idiot intern thinks I.
Good.
What's your definition of a veteran player?
Unbiased.
Someone who has been in the league longer than a full rookie first round contract, so got to have 4 years under his belt.
That's what I thought.
How about that for you?
Yes.
It's a little feather in your cap, huh?
My friends thought it was longer than 5 to 6 years, and I was like, "No."
You said longer. Shorter.
My friends thought it was longer than that. I said, "Veteran, someone that's played in the league for like 5 to 6 years and longer is considered a veteran." And they were saying, "No, it's like 7 or 8 or longer." I'm like, "No, it's not."
Okay.
So I've had this debate before. So anyway.
Because all this comes down to the latest report. Well, now the Celtics, what is it? What was it that Kevin O'Connor said?
14-26.
No. What was the terminology? Have they emerged as a favorite now?
Yes. Celtics have emerged as a potential destination.
Potential destination. Didn't say the favorite yet, but they've emerged. It's one of the teams.
Correct.
Throwing the hat in.
Right.
Just starting their negotiations.
Right. Okay. And during the break, I kind of got to gather my thoughts a little bit better. And what I was trying to say is, I feel like the Hawks deal would probably be better from this standpoint. If you trade Drew Holiday to the Celtics, you're getting a 14, 26, and 30.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get the Hawks deal, you get a 6 and a 13, and those are stronger than 14, 26, and 30, in my opinion. Because I feel like those are more certain players that you know can impact a team in the first 13. Okay.
But what I'm trying to tell you is
14, 26,
they're not doing it for the draft picks. They're trying to package them together to get higher to then go after a certain player.
And I think if you looking to get a higher pick, 13 and 6 would get you there rather than 14, 26, and 30.
Okay, so you're saying two of those picks, 6 and 13, to say, again, it would have to be the top 5 teams.
Right.
Okay, because you're taking the 6 from the Hawks.
Right.
So to a top 5 team, 6 and 13 is going to be better in your mind.
In my mind.
Than 13, 14, 26, and 30.
Correct.
Okay. By the way, I did say it going into the break. What's going on over there at Augusta about this over at the Masters opening round?
Let's go over to 1 and Tiger's look at birdie.
Yep, same putt as Paul Casey, but I bet Tiger knows, yes. It doesn't go left or right. It goes straight.
He's just one off the lead.
Oh!
Where's the Tiger tracker at, man?
Huh?
I haven't seen the Tiger tracker.
Where? You have let golf fans down. 52 minutes coverage has already started over on ESPN of the Masters. Tiger Woods was one shot off the lead at the time. He didn't falter or anything. He's still doing well. The problem is Paul Casey then got a birdie. He's your leader right now in the opening round through 11 at 6 under par. Webb Simpson, Lee Westwood, John Rahm, Tiger Woods at 4 under. And let's see, Patrick Reed's 3 under. Matt Kuchar's 2 under. Again, early on, no one's wrapped up yet. Yeah, so pretty much anybody that started still out there on the course. Had a rain delay earlier in the morning. Bryson DeChambeau, one of the favorites out there, 1 under through 13. Right there, Mr. Protein Shake guy.
Mm-hmm. Protein.
It's protein shakes. Jason Day, even. Trying to think of a couple of other ones that you may want to know.
Did you say Bubba?
I'm looking for Bubba. There's a lot of positive numbers here as well. A couple of overs.
Did you say the lefty?
Ricky Fowler is yet to start yet. He will start at 116. Phil Mickelson at 127. Bubba Watson, 127 when they will tee off. So a little further on. But that is a story. Trust me, that is a story. CBS and ESPN right now going, yes, yes. Defending champ. He's in contention right now. Now, if the graph is listening, you know what's coming, right? I'm looking at my phone. I'm waiting for it. Why did I mention it? Remember last year? It was earlier this year, right? At one of the majors, he was doing well, and I mentioned, oh, you did. You mentioned it or something, and then, like, he literally fell off the, I mean, like, he bogeyed the next four holes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So now we will see. At 12:53, I mentioned Tiger's having a good opening round through 10. 4 under par, 2 shots off the lead. Paul Casey is 6 under through 11. Webb Simpson 5 under, a couple of others at 4 under, but he's right there. If he can stay 1 or 2 shots off the lead and close the day when the day closes, goes into, that's good. That's what that's a good start to get to the weekend. And that's really where a lot of people were kind of saying, can he at least get to the weekend and be in contention, right? I mean, I'd be happy if he was in the final couple of groups there on Saturday and Sunday. Would make me feel good. I'd sit there and watch it. Again, Saints don't play to 325. They go ahead and do what I would like them to do and make this a three-quarter game. You could watch the end of the Masters, right? Or if it's a four-quarter game, then you could watch the end of the Masters, which will end around 5 o'clock, and then it'll be around, you know, third quarter time, third, fourth quarter time for the Saints.
If you have the option to just do both, just do that.
Exactly right. You could watch the Masters, pull it up on your laptop or phone, and watch the Saints on your big TV. So I'm pretty sure there are going to be a lot of people doing that as well. But anyway, so yeah, look, it's a good news. I like it, man. I'd love for him to at least be in contention. Of course, I'd like him to win. That's just me. Him and Ricky Fowler are my two. You got anybody you want to see?
No, first off, the national media, if he does do really well, it's good for the game of golf.
It is good for the game of golf.
It's like the dot.
I promise you, people right now are on their phones and clicking and they're watching. When Tiger Woods is fist pumping, that means he's feeling good.
I will agree.
In all honesty, though, the fact that his body language is very telling a lot of times, right? When the clubs are going off everywhere and he's dropping F-bombs, it's probably not a good day. When you see him fist pumping and start walking right after he puts a ball like he just did just now, it's good. It's good. He's feeling good. So, look, again, it'll be interesting to kind of keep an eye on. Coming up in hour number two, Ross Jackson, 115. Kenny Farrell quickly at 130. There is a friendly today in the world of soccer. Andrew Allegretta will preview Tulane. Coming up on Saturdays, he does each and every Thursday. Lee Sterling, 215. Schmidt Dua, 230, the very latest on the rumors, including could the Boston Celtics be a potential landing spot for Jrue Holiday? Would make sense for them. Look, they're not giving up any of their roster. Again, right now, they could throw in a player or two. But they're trying to get Jrue Holiday because he's the missing piece. They're not going to give up a ton or a really good player, right? Maybe somebody off their bench, somebody comes in, shares time. But you're not going to get starters for Jrue Holiday if, of course, they believe he's the missing piece, right? So in the discussion we're having with Jordan here, we will with Schmidt at 2:30, is it about draft picks and as to what the Pels then do want?
And I think we're on the same page here. I don't think either one of these
I'm trying to figure out who it is that they want.
That we've heard. Mm-hmm. I don't think we like either of the moves. So I think you and I both want to get a player that's already in the league.
All right. Do you want James Wiseman, the 7-footer that played a game or two in Memphis?
I think everyone would, you know, want James Wiseman.
Think so?
But
that size, potential, or do you not know enough?
I think I don't know enough about a lot of these guys is the problem. That's why I'm so hesitant to.
Okongwu is, again, Ali sold me on just the fact what he said. He, you know, he could be like a Draymond Green type player. We'll see. All right, hour one in the books. It's been brought to you by the King Firms. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. We'll be back with hour two when you're home for Pelicans basketball. ESPN New Orleans. And I can still see the ground.
Give me that countryside of life. Hello, everybody. You're looking live.